This is Rich Aurelia, and you're listening to the weekly podcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Redsland on this Monday, October 2nd. Season's over. The Reds were just eliminated with two games left in the season, which is fantastic compared to what they've done in the past years. But now here we are looking at the postseason, Reds free.
It's always kind of depressing.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of sad, and it's kind of hard to come home after work and not have anything to watch on TV. Though tonight we're plenty occupied because we got our five-year-old upstairs has a 103-degree temperature.
Completely out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah, we're just, I'm just lying there with him because he has trouble going to sleep by himself, so I'll lie down with him for a while, and he says he wants to have his temperature taken, and we go up and take it, and it's 103 degrees. What the heck? He says he feels fine. Doesn't have a headache. His stomach doesn't hurt. He is awake at 9:30 p.m. But, you know, that's not all that strange. I don't know. We gave him a popsicle and some Tylenol, and we're waiting. And I'm hoping to get this thing recorded and get up back up there and check on him. But until then, let's talk about the Reds.
Well, actually, my theory is that he's, like, able to control his temperature to get popsicles.
To get popsicles. Yeah. He, you know, he would not have to control his temperature to get popsicles. I'd pretty much give him popsicles whenever they want.
Just ask.
So. Really, the way I see it, they are just frozen Kool-Aid, and I would have no problem giving him, like, 8 ounces of Kool-Aid. So, honey, I can move myself. You do not have to move my chair for me.
Okay.
All right. Control freak.
Mike's being weird tonight. Look at this. What is this?
See, you know, you were saying that you thought that the internal mic was what I recorded the thing on for the
maybe not
baseball reference or whatever the heck the thing was. Big League Baseball Report podcast, and I don't think that was true. Okay, let's talk about the Reds. They lost.
They lost a lot.
Like, would have taken them four more wins this season to have made it to the postseason. Whose fault is it?
Well, how about we start at the top?
Okay.
Babbo, is it his fault?
No, I don't think it's his fault. I got to give him a lot of credit.
Okay.
He's pretty far from the operations. How about, what's his name? Allen.
I don't think he touches baseball anymore.
You don't think that maybe his impact on the bobblehead giveaways had something to do with the four wins they didn't get to get them into the postseason?
No.
There's never been a Javier Valentin bobblehead, has there?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, pretty sure you'd have
magnet.
One. You've got the magnet.
I've got the magnet. Thanks, Kitty.
Okay, so no Babbo, no Allen.
Okay, what else?
Krisky?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you read quotes from, like, Marty saying that, talking about fans saying that Krisky didn't do enough, or I think that, like, Mark Sheldon said something like that on Reds.com where people are complaining they didn't do enough. I don't see how you could say he didn't do enough. He did too damn much.
Yeah.
He couldn't leave things well enough alone. He had to keep touching things. But, you know, he's new. Nevertheless, I mean,
he's a rookie.
Nevertheless, you got to think that that it's entirely possible that between the combination of Majeski losing games and the games that Kearns and Lopez might have won, that certainly could have come up to four.
Or at least one or two.
Certainly. Certainly.
Okay, who's next? Mark Berry?
Yeah, I don't think he had a lot to do with it.
Oh, he did miss, like, the last week with that weird leg infection.
No, that wasn't him, was it? Was it him?
Yeah, that was him. He's the third base coach.
Poor guy.
Yeah,
leg infection. Who gets a leg infection? Maybe that's what our kid has. Maybe that's why he's got a temperature.
I hope not.
An infection gives you a temperature.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay, so now, hey, I'm not... Well, you know, I don't think he... I don't remember him waving too many people home when he shouldn't have this year.
No.
So that's good.
Yeah.
How about Naren?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm afraid Naren may very well have lost this team more than four games. You got to balance that against the number he won.
He did help a lot. I mean, there wasn't much conflict in the clubhouse this year. I think he did a great job managing all those, you know, men-child. What's the plural of man-child?
Man-childs.
Man-childs. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, there wasn't the complaining this year. There was an occasional comment from Opeña back in the preseason before the season even started, and then LaRue
seemed
here
like
and there.
LaRue, yeah, seemed
I think LaRue's were more of him being so frustrated and pissed off at himself.
Yeah.
Not like...
Yeah.
He's even said that Ross has had a good year.
Well, sure. It'd be pretty hard to ignore that.
But I don't know that Naren himself directly lost 4 games.
Oh, I think he did.
See, what I think it is he set them up. He made it harder for them to win. I think they were going to lose most of those games where he made bad bullpen decisions anyway. It's just he made it
okay.
All the much more likely.
Well, then let's say it's not him. Who's next? Think someone well-paid, someone who missed a very important stretch of the season.
Friel?
Yeah, well, Friel did miss those important last 6 games or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we already talked about LaRue. I don't think he really contributed much. He missed the beginning of the year.
That's true.
So who else could there be? Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Which do you mean, Griffey or Dunn?
Well, I was talking about Griffey this time. I was talking about Milton.
No?
Milton is well paid, though.
Yes.
Second highest paid Red, in fact.
That's nice.
After our man Griffey.
That's nice how both of their high paid players.
Yeah. It's true.
Aren't that great.
You know, it's not that Griffey isn't that great.
No,
he definitely has his moments. But I was very, you know, I'm very disappointed at the amount of time he spent out of the lineup when the team really could have used him.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a friggin' toe. For a friggin' toe.
You know,
what's
it's the
happen?
Reds medical staff.
It's going to fall off?
It's the Reds medical staff. They don't have a good hit track record of telling what injuries are at the beginning. So, for all we know, he could have a bad heart.
Ooh, what a horrible thought.
It was just supposed to be a joke. I don't think he does.
Horrible thought.
I was just picking something pretty far away
from
the toe.
That's what we're missing, Casey. He had a great heart. Let's talk about Dunn. Whoo, man. Man, oh man. His second half of the season was downright Cardinals-esque. That's what it was. It was Cardinals-esque. You know, in fact, he should have been on the Cardinals. We should have traded him to the Cardinals last season.
That would have been funny.
That would have been stupid. But actually, it would have worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
And he would have been right in line with the Cardinals this season.
Yeah. What to do about Dunn?
What to do about Dunn?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah.
Can't be undone. You know, and furthermore, I think that he is potentially tradable, but I think that people would be unhappy with what we'd get in return because...
Well, I gotta think that they'd get more than Dave Williams.
Yikes. I would hope so. But not that much more. Well, I mean, obviously much more. Hopefully, you know... But what were we talking about earlier? Who would be some potential people who might take Dunn? You know?
He's from Texas, so I would look to the two Texas teams.
Well,
even though Houston's in the division, I'm not particularly scared of Dunn.
No, me neither. And then even if he got on fire, they would then have one offensive weapon.
Exactly. And for Houston, I don't know the Texas Rangers status of their offense or anything. I haven't followed them much this year, but... For Houston, I know they have no offense, and left field, really tiny.
That's to his advantage. He could be even more slow and look the same.
Yeah, exactly.
As he does now.
Or maybe he could.
That would be a treat.
Or maybe he could say the same slow speed he is now, but look like he's the Flash out there.
And look really fast. That would be awesome. This could work out. What do they got for us?
I don't know. Their starting pitching has been pretty good.
We could use a little bit more of that.
He's not under contract.
Yeah, we're not getting Clemens.
And then their other two big guns are Andy Pettitte and Roy Oswalt. And
would you give up Pettitte or Oswalt for Dunn?
If I were the Astros, probably not.
What would you? We could throw something in there to sweeten the pot a little bit.
Maybe that's an idea. I don't know who or what, but
yeah, I would.
I know this is just complete conjecture, but. It seems like a decent fit.
I mean, this is a baseball podcast.
Yeah,
what else
right.
is going to be on here besides complete conjecture?
That's right. That's all we're going to have for the next few months,
right? That's
right.
Nothing real. Yeah. Well, I wouldn't be so sure. I think that Krivsky could have us talking every freaking week until the middle of March. We may have signed every single player in the league by the time. And gotten rid of them.
Yeah, moved them off.
You know, I'm not saying that we're going to keep them all.
Who's Cody Ross? What? Oh,
I think we could potentially overpay every single Castro in the league.
That's the move that's happened since last week, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Signed Castro to a 2-year deal.
For, yeah.
And everyone's response is, what?
Why?
Wait a second. Huh? Isn't there Olmedo for cheaper and about the same?
Yeah, seriously.
Hey, while you're at it, bring back Jimenez. Come on.
Where is Jimenez these days?
Last I saw, he was with Texas, but that was like a year and a half ago, so well, I don't know.
You can join up with Dunn.
There you go.
We could trade
It'd
him for Dunn.
Be a happy reunion.
There we go. We could trade him for Dunn. Okay, maybe not. That wouldn't make any damn sense, but it's funny.
But I do think that Dunn will probably be going this year, or this offseason.
You know, it's hard to say.
But you never know.
It's hard to say. I could imagine it if they could get something decent for him.
Yeah.
That's the tricky part, though, because Krivsky's going to... I would hope Krivsky would be a little gun-shy to pull off a questionable deal for Dunn after the trade.
As long as he stays away from Bowden.
Oh, well, I hope that he will have learned his lesson from that. Man, just ask any freaking Reds fan. Like, just grab someone off the street and say, hey, should I trust Bowden?
No!
And he should have gotten the answer to that one. Jeepers creepers. Anyway, what were we talking about? Dunn being the fault of the four games that we didn't win to get to the postseason?
Yeah. Anybody else? I mean, I don't know that you can pin the whole thing on any one single person. It's pretty much
a team effort. A lot of team sucking.
Yeah.
They really did a good job of sharing that responsibility, and you know, they didn't gripe about it in the clubhouse. There was no massage chairs taken away and put into the chapel, and nobody flipped anyone off. It was a very mellow, easygoing kind of season.
Yeah. I guess there's the bullpen, you know. Ryan Franklin.
Oh yeah. You know, you cannot underestimate the suckitude of the
Rick White, you know, how many people did they go through?
Yeah, you think way back, man.
Dude, one key loss, I think, though. Remember David Weathers at our game in St. Louis? Allowing that home run?
Yep.
That was when that was so funny. Like, they were up by one. They had one runner on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Pujols was at the plate. And they pitched to Pujols, which was the wrong thing to do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Everyone
but then
in the stadium
in the comment, like in Naren's interviews and remarks afterwards, he's like, no, you don't walk the winning run onto the.
No, you give him a home run instead. That's genius.
But then what was so amazing about that was that, like, not less than a month later, maybe just a few weeks later, he walks the bases loaded with no outs in the ninth when they're up by, like, one or two.
Baseball decisions, in-game baseball decisions, not his strong point.
I know. But hey.
But he does have strong points. I'll give him.
He does have strong points, and now he's got competition.
Oh, that's right. Dusty Baker's available.
That's right. Come on, Krivsky.
Enough of this
Castellini.
Panella crap.
Yeah.
It's time for Dusty Baker.
Look at his track record of success.
Bring on someone who's got experience with the game. We need a guy who understands that walks just clog up the base paths.
Him and Dunn would get along like that.
Yeah.
They would. Two peas in a pod.
It'd be awesome.
I can see it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's about all we got. I want to get up and check on the kids' fever. So what kind of non-red stories have you got here for us this week?
This first one's kind of interesting. A baseball historian happened to find the oldest living professional baseball player.
Okay.
He's
like found him like in the library? He's found him in the attic? Like under a pile of baseball cards or something?
No, actually, as a genealogist, found him in a nursing home.
Oh, all right.
And he alerted, he was an old Negro League player, and he alerted that. He'll be 111 years old on October 14th.
Hot damn. I hope I live to be 111 years old.
He's outlived a few people.
Yeah. I'd like to know his secret to longevity.
I don't know.
Okay.
But that's it, just that. Actually, he was born in 1895, the same year as Babe Ruth.
What's his name?
His name, that would be important.
Yeah, I would think so.
His name was Silas Cy Simmons.
Well, happy almost birthday, Cy Simmons, because you're going to be 111 in just a few days.
That's right.
Yeah.
Other story is, it was a little feature that ESPN ran on David Wells.
Yeah.
The San Diego pitcher
I've heard of him, yes.
Yeah. It's just focusing on him about how this is probably his last season, and he talked gave a few quotes of his, more colorful quotes of his.
Oh my!
Yeah,
like recently.
This is in the interview. Yeah, he's a bit. He's a character.
Okay.
And here's a couple of the better ones. Here he is talking about what when he warms up. People say I'm the fattest piece of shit that ever played the game. Well, you know what? I must be the best fattest piece of shit that ever played the game.
That's true, because he doesn't suck.
No. And then the other one that's pretty funny is...
apparently they've never seen Ray King. I'm sorry, go on.
I don't think Wells ever sat on anyone. Ray King's available, isn't he?
I think he might be.
Welcome to the Reds.
That's right. He's coming, baby. You know he is. He's left-handed, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. He's a left-handed reliever with experience.
He might be in his 30s, too.
Krivsky is drooling all over that one. Go on.
And the last quote of Boomer's is about keeping teammates loose in the clubhouse.
Uh-huh.
This just shows what a class guy David Wells is.
Okay.
I like messing around and playing practical jokes, walking through the dugout and laying a stinky old fart and crop dusting the whole bench. To me, that's funny. You just have to get some hard-boiled eggs in you to get the stench.
Oh my. That reminds me of that scene in the Replacements where the sumo wrestler's eating the hard-boiled eggs before the game. I bet he would be great at that trick.
I bet. So that's David Wells, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, class act.
20-year career. He's probably done after this one, unless someone, you know.
Krivsky.
I was thinking David Littlefield with the Pirates.
Drives
a big old dump truck of money up.
Yeah. If there's going to be overpaying for veterans past their prime, Littlefield is certainly the one
to
do it.
Set to retire.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be the Pirates.
Very nice. Well, I guess by the next time we have this show, the postseason will have started, and we'll have some of that to talk about.
Oh,
That'll be exciting. And until then, you know, keep on hanging in there and
go Reds. Twins, Matt.
Go Twins, yeah. Go Twins!
The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Send an email, post a comment on the website, or leave a voicemail. The email address is rhm@red-hot-mama.com. The webpage is red-hot-mama.com. And our voicemail line is 513-729-7106.